You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler, back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. We are recapping some of the week 10 top scorers. We're also going to be talking trash about some of the scores that screwed, about some of the players that screwed us over. And we're going to back up the truck early on them. Let's get it. All right. Let's see who's up in here. Stranger in the house. What up? Shout out to the Houday Nation. We got Jason in the house. What up, Jay Race? I finally got a dub. Still got Kyren to go and up by 21. Nice. hey, Toyota One. What up? He said, fuck week 10, right? Dude, week 10, this might have been... I feel like it might have been the lowest scoring week of the season, like touchdown wise. I feel like week one, maybe week two might be competing a little bit for it. But yeah, this was a bad game. And we didn't even have a lot of teams on bye in this week. I mean, we had four teams on bye, but man, I can only imagine like when we have the six teams on bye for those two separate weeks. And if there's like multiple bad matchups, there's just a lot of bad matchups this week is what it was. And, yeah, man, week 10 sucked. I'm ready for week 11. Johnny, what up? Going 12-3 in my Hustler and Wafers leagues. Nice, and all I can think about is the one where I'm at risk to lose because I made a start-sit mistake. What was the start-sit mistake? And it's crazy how we always dwell on, you know, like just like you said, 12-3, and you're dwelling on, like, the one league. It sucks, man, because I do that too. It's super tough because I feel like we just know that we're supposed to win already, right? Like, I mean, you guys with me on that? I feel like we already know that we're supposed to win. So, I don't know. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Facebook user, what up? I can't see your name, but got squares. Yes, send me a message on Facebook. I'll shoot you the updated board. Man, you just reminded me. I totally forgot to send the updated board to somebody. But yeah, send me a message. I'll shoot you the updated board like right now. Because I totally forgot to send it to someone else. So I can send it to you at the same time. And sorry, I can't see your name. Johnny said, played Cousins and Herbert, sat Kyler versus the Jets. I mean, Herbert didn't do that bad, but yeah, Cousins kind of flopped, right? I mean, pretty whack. But yeah, Kyler's got some good matchups coming up, and I know a lot of people are kind of hating on Kyler. I mean, me specifically, like as well, for like certain games and certain performances. But he was someone that I always had inside the top 12. This year, and I was really, really excited to get because of how late we were able to get him. And he's coming up on a stretch of games now where he might make us all very, very happy that we have him. Yeah, luckily, I got a win in the Wafers League when I didn't play Kyler. Kyler is like my number one, and I've kind of been mink shifting other QBs, and I have like pretty solid QBs, but Yeah, should have played Kyler also. Chewy, what up? Good afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let's go, Eagles. Let's go. Need Cup and A-Chain to give me 16 tonight. Guy had Goff. Goff going with 5 INTs. Dude, how shitty are the Texans? You get 5 interceptions and you can't win the game? Like, dude, that, like, it's funny because people were like, oh, that's totally on the defense, bro. If a defense gets you 5 interceptions, it is not on the defense why you lost that game. Like, yeah, did they give up points like in the end? But yet the offense did not score. How do you get 5 interceptions and not win? It's crazy that that's even the narrative right now, that it's the defense's fault in that game. Because, like, that's all I saw this morning on social media is like, oh, the Texans suck. Their defense, like, totally, like, lost them the game. Like, I don't know if I've ever heard that. A team getting 5 interceptions on defense, and it's the defense that lost them the game. Like, that makes zero sense. And Jay Ray says, start Hawkinson based on your suggestion. Although Ingram did okay, you still the man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what did Hawkinson end up doing? Didn't he do pretty decent? And Ingram did whatever, because I have him in the league. I don't even think he got 10 points, right? But let's go see. Let's go see what happened there. Because I don't like being wrong. Hawkinson, 15 points. You know, I'm pretty sure he scored more than Ingram. Let's see. But did I say start Ingram over? And it's only a 5-point difference. So, I mean, that, but I guess when you're only talking about 10 and 15 points, I mean, that's 33% difference. So Hawkinson did better, though, right? Right. Let's see. What up, Quincy? Thinking about benching Lamb for Jennings, 1-5 leagues this week. I mean, it's still like we haven't even finished week 10. So I'm not saying I don't want to answer this question. But we got so much information before we actually, like, need to start these guys. So I would just say, you know, we'll keep rocking it, man. Because, yeah, like, neither one of those guys are the Thursday game. So, like, why make a decision on Monday for next week? Like, it's all it's going to do is mess with you mentally. So don't even – let's not even get into start sit modes yet. Not even yet. We're in the winner's circle. We're supposed to win. Damn right. Crispy, what up? It's great that Chase killed it, but the rest of my team shit the bed. It sucks when that happens. It really does. What up, Corey? What up, what up? Giants could still win if Kyren has a great game, but it needs to be great. Good won't cut it. Well, at least it's a good matchup for that, because Miami, they've been known to give up a little booty to the running backs. Yeah, not on the defense. It was the offense. Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. Can't even believe that anybody would try to say that with a straight face. The defense got 5 interceptions, but somehow it's their fault that they lost the game. Did they give up points? Yeah, but the offense definitely didn't capitalize off of those 5 INTs. Like, that's for sure. Corey said, rough week for me, went 1-3 in my leagues. It happens. It happens. It was this week was just a bad week in general. So I wouldn't, like, whoever lost, like, don't beat yourself up over this week specifically, because it was just a very, very bad week. Unless you had Burrow, Chase, Chuba, you know, I mean, there's a couple guys who really, really killed it. There's a lot of people who did really, really shitty. Chewy said, eating lunch at the moment. Let's go. It's lunchtime. And Jay Ray says, Stroud sold the entire second half. Yeah. Stranger has way too many people on social media complain about football without understanding football. I mean, man, that might be one of the most correct statements, like, ever. Because, yeah, there's a bunch of people who, like, it's funny when you start getting in, I'll call it a debate, you know, but there's people who just like to argue. And then, you know, based on what they're saying, that they don't know shit anyways, and it's literally a waste of breath. That is for sure. And Jay Ray said, sold Tank Dell on the high, and Stroud continues to miss him wide open in the end zone. Yeah, it's rough, man. There we go. Jay Ray, Hawk 8 for 72, 15 points. Ingram 6 for 40, 10 points. There we go. There we go. I love being right, especially about the tight ends, because it's so hard. And shout out to, I believe, Seawolves. It was who messaged me, and he was like, dude, you hit every fucking week on the team defense. Man, you're doing fucking awesome. And I was like, which defense did you pick up and start? And he was like, the Eagles. I was like, damn, it's still so crazy to me that the Eagles like got dropped because of a bad matchup. But then I'm able to say, go pick them up, and they do great.
Pick them up!
It's awesome. Ghost Monkey, what up, what up? Hell yeah, Chris. And King D, what up, what up? Shout out to the LBC. Yeah, Crispy, a lot of bye week players. Yeah. And this week coming up, week 11, week 12, bad bye weeks coming. And then we got a break for week 13. So for the holidays, we don't get screwed over with everybody out on bye. And then week 14, whew, another six teams on bye. I've had some good teams on by as well. It's going to be rough. Chewy said, I won versus Lamar. He forgot to swap T. Higgins out because of that. Won by 8.54. Ooh, nice. I mean, you know, it happens. Like, I don't want, I feel like unless you play in like one or two leagues, mistakes can happen. Leaving someone in there, just overlooking something. I mean, shit, I almost overlooked fucking Amari Cooper being in yesterday, and I had to go make the swap. I don't know if that made me win in those leagues, because the leagues where I kind of had him starting blindly were the leagues I'm not doing so well. But yeah, man, like, you know, sometimes good things happen and people make mistakes, and we just want to be the ones to not make mistakes and let people get dubs off of us for sure. Hassan said, happy Veterans Day. Salute to all the veterans. Yes, sir. I was never a veteran. I got in trouble. not like I was ever considering going into any type of service like that. But my dad served. My grandpa served. I believe my dad's brother served as well. So I got a handful of veterans in my lineage. That's for sure. So salute to all the veterans. Tuesday doesn't watch football. It's my friend's online league. But, oh, friends and family. Okay. You just go out there and keep doing the damn thing then. He invited me last year, so I say sure. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. And I'll never get invited to like leagues like that. It would be awesome though. Because, you know, championship's a championship. If there's money on the line, I'm trying to win money either way. And Jay Ray stuck in a predicament, picked up Jennings, Tillman, Hopkins after all the waiver wire in the past 3 weeks. Wide receivers are AJ Brown, Debo, Tillman, Hop, Jennings, stuck on who I should start and who I should sit. Well, it's going to be tough, but this is also champagne problems, okay? Like, these are good problems to have. Like, as of right now, we're not going to think about anything really. But AJ Brown, who's playing on Thursday, you're going to start him for sure versus the Commandos. Outside of that, you know, we'll talk about this over the course of the week. But AJ Brown, out of all these guys, for sure a locked and loaded starter on Thursday. Hey, and I made it all the way to the end of the comments. Let's go. All right, we're going to get ready to what position should we do first for the recap? I always go quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. But should I skip this around? Should we just start with the wide receivers today? Should we start with the running backs? What do you guys think? And what up, Bakes? Bakes in the house. Cheers, my brother. And Chewy said defense. I mean, I can always talk about the team defense. We'll shout them out, especially, you know, some ones who I told you guys to pick up. We'll go ahead and see if we did anything, if we hit right. What do you guys think? I'm on QBs right now. Lipsy said wide receivers. We'll start with the wide receivers today. Okay. Hold on. Let me finish this bowl. Got the wide receivers pulled up, y'all. Yeah. And Toyota 132 man was on a good run, but now I'm fucked. Fergie and CD, no more. Oh, no more Dak. Ooh, Bigsby hurt. Mayfield on bye coming up. Not a championship team, but what was decent. They kill Killer B.
They kill Killer B.
And the one thing that I will say, Toyota won. It might not be a championship team. You know, you could think that or not think that's totally up to you. I haven't looked at it, so I'm not going to tell you it's a championship team or anything. But whatever you think it is, I would just say lean on the more positive side of things, because in this 32-team league, there's a lot of teams that are fucked up, okay? There's a lot of teams that are fucking injured. So I would, you know, just stay the course. That's all I'm going to say. I'm in that same league. If you want to give up mentally, because that gives me a little bit of an edge. But, yeah, there's a lot of teams that that are hurt, for sure. A lot of teams that are hurt. And okay, yep, we'll start with the wide receivers and we'll do tight ends next. That sounds like a good idea. Bakes, what do you think about that trade, the number 7? I can't remember what it was. Throw it in. What was it? Yes, everybody hit the like button. We appreciate you guys. When you guys hit the like button, that means more people are going to find the show. Appreciate ya. Millie Mills, what up? And so I'm down 115 to 95. Got cup left to play tonight. So you think I win? I mean, to have to get 20 plus points from cup, if it's 1 point PPR, I like your chances a lot better. That's for sure. But yeah, I would. I mean, you got a chance for sure.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah. And let's see, Will, what'd you share here? What the hell? Will, you savage. So I found this clip, guy reminded me of a guy that was playing, got a goose egg. Maybe you can chop it up. Yeah, we'll see what's up. Blunt puffing, yep, let's get it, yep. And she said, we thinking, what are we thinking about my 150 league? Is it possible going 6-4 after tonight? I mean, I like it, bro. I like it. Even if you're at 500 right now, like, you're still in a good spot to where you could go on a run. Giant said, if it's a playoff team, it could be a championship team. The playoffs are mysterious, magical time where logic takes a hike and the improbable becomes facts. Damn right, man. Especially in a 32-team league. Yeah, like, you just never really know what type of players, like, people have. And, I mean, obviously the people who make it to the playoffs are going to be, like, the good teams. But, like, you're one of the good teams, too, and you're just talking about random shit that just, like, happened to you. Like, everyone's dealing with random shit, random injuries, you know? It's just fun to rant. Hell, yeah. Sharon said, Huss, if your opponent anything is thinking about giving up, you already have at least two advantages. For sure. For sure. Lipsy, what are we doing with CD? You're going to keep playing him. Like, you know, you're going to keep playing him because we saw what he did with Cooper Rush in the past. Now, the thing is, I already said that it was a bad matchup, the Cowboys versus the Eagles. The Eagles don't give up a lot to wide receivers, but who do they got next week? They got the Texans. Texans kind of a little bit on the opposite end. Like, I know it could be Stingley who's, like, covering him the entire time, and that would kind of suck, but I mean, the Texans, they give up some points to wide receivers, man. Chewy said, I'll have Ken Walker third in the flex after the bye week. I mean, shit, that's money, bro. That's money. And here we go. We got another type of wafers here because Ron said, what's the strain today? So I am going to try some Helado Mints by our homies at Wafers. Yes, sir. Shout out to the Wafers crew. And it is 25% THC. There we go. Let's get ready to smoke it up. Lucius, what up? Is Mason a drop now? I mean, CMC's back to full strength. So I would say Dynasty, I'm sure you're talking about redraft, but Dynasty, don't drop him, guys. But redraft, Man, he's droppable. He is. Like, could CMC get hurt and Mason become a thing again? Yeah, he could. But unless you have the actual, like unless you have enough bench spots to where you can house him knowing that, I don't think he's worth keeping. CMC's back to normal. They said that CMC could have played last week, but they just, but, you know, they were on bye. Oh, Baked, you sent me a trade in the 7. What? I thought it was a trade that you were saying that you made with somebody else. That's why I could not remember. Let's see. No. Nope. Don't need a linebacker. Don't need Wandale. I hate Ridley. I have CMC, but I'm not trying to pay up for Mason. And nah, I mean, if we were going to do this, it would just happen in such a different way. And yeah, because see, like the thing in the number 7, let me go look and see if this is still the case. Because I'm like literally about to catch another loss like this week. And I'm leading the league in points, but I have the 4th most points against. And I'm about to be 4-6. Such fucking bullshit. So if I'm going to be making a trade, I mean, it's going to be, and seeing even I got CMC back, like, I mean, that's another reason why I'm just not going to be, why I think I'm just going to try to ride this out. Sucks that Dak got hurt. That fucked me. But yeah, I wouldn't do a trade like this. Yeah, that trade doesn't help me. It hurts me, actually. So, nah, I wouldn't be doing a trade like that. You want to buy Austin Eckler? Throw some picks at me. We'll see what we can do. Let's see. I love our Rook cornerback. Put Mitchell on him. Hell yeah. Time for a little Puff Puff. Give me this motherfucker.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is. You got perfect timing. About to start a little Puff Puff giving this motherfucker.
Yeah, Will said Mason's the only handcuff for CMC owners now. Yeah. And like I said, in redraft, if you have a spot to house them, go ahead and house them. If not, we got to make moves to win. Handcuffs don't win games. Handcuffs don't win championships. They really don't. And Andre said, man, Kareem Hunt is on tear lately. House. Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. Nigel, what up, Nigel? Said what up, 420 crew. And hey, shout out to CB Dizzle throwing in the super chat. Said, Huss, where you been, motherfucker? You know what? I thought that, you know, for this holiday, I've been doing a lot of laboring. And I figured for this Labor Day holiday that I should sleep in a little bit. And then I woke up and realized that it was Veterans Day. And it all works out the same either way. And I already knew it was Veterans Day. I was just thinking about a funny joke on why I could sleep in. But slept in, got a whole bunch of work done in the morning. And now we're here chilling. That's really like a big thing is I got to make sure that I do all the work that I have to in the morning. So I'm not starting behind the 8-ball in the afternoon, you know. And Chewy said, remember that Brooks for Harris and Downs trade that I made? Love that a lot. If I bet, bro. I bet. Smart man selling on the Brooks hype. Nigel said, taking a risk this week. Tyreek and Puka tonight need Chase-like performance. I mean, at least you got two of the guys, right? Like, I mean, if there was two guys that you wouldn't want to bank on for something like that, like it would be those two. That's for sure. Crispy said, is it a holiday? Well, it's only a holiday for people who work jobs where federal holidays are recognized. But yeah, Veterans Day today. I'm surprised garbage was picked up today. Oh, really? Yeah, interesting. Usually, like, I mean, ours is Friday, so, or Saturday. So either way, like, it wouldn't have been coming today. But usually when that happens, it's like trash gets picked up like one day later or whatever. Interesting. Interesting. And Yan, what up, Yan? He said, league mate has Caleb and Dak, so pretty much he doesn't have any QBs. We're in a 10-team league, two-quarterback league. He keeps asking for Russ, but he wants me to pay a little for him. I want Russ and Marvin Harrison Jr. for Tyreek. So he wants Russ from you and Marvin Harrison Jr. He wants Russ and Marvin Harrison Jr. And then you'd be getting Tyreek. Let me know, Yan. Is that the way that this is all working? I just want to make sure mentally I'm understanding what's going on. So you give up Russ, you give up Marvin Harrison Jr., and then you get Tyreek, or is it the other way around? They were late, though. Okay. And Two Strains, what up? Hey, Two Strains, Two Chains. Said I had Hurt, Smith, Bond, Dean, CD, Dowdle going last night. They all got pulled with 9-10 minutes late last night. Now I need A-Chain and Wild to get 66 points for me to win this week. Man, that's rough. That's rough, because that's the one thing that we don't want to happen. We don't want blowouts to happen to our players, get pulled, and just miss a bunch of time. So I feel you, bro. I feel you. And A-Chain, hopefully he gets you like 40. I mean, I got some A-Chains out there. I want him to get me like 40. And then you need Waddle to get you 26. It could happen. It could happen. Yeah, and so that's what I want. He wants to give me Tank Dell. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. 10-man leagues are very, very hard to trade in. That's why I don't like playing in them anymore, because every team is kind of a little bit stacked. And usually in a 10-team league, there's still some like depth on the waiver wire, depending on how much depending on like how many people are on the waiver wire. And like that's what sucks about 10-team leagues. So but yeah, nobody else, like, he's really not trying to play ball. Like, even for Russ, when he's got like nobody at QB. I mean, he's only got Caleb. He only has one QB in the two QB league. And I'm sorted. What up? Said hello, sir. I'm sick from work. Trade deadlines tonight. Think you could help me fix my team? I'm 3-6 after tonight, 3-7 on a 5-game losing streak. I mean, that could help you, but you know, I feel like I could only help you so much. Like, really, what you need to be trying to do: identify who your best players are. Trade them away for like 3 players, 4 players. You got to get depth. That's what it is. You got to get depth. And Chris said, you can't be taking Sunday night. You can't be taking off Sunday night football. You have to understand that I need football talk and not conspiracy theories and robots taking over the world, please. I'll keep that in mind, Crispy. I'll keep that in mind. One day there's going to be someone paying me, you know, to be on for shows like that. And like the sponsors, like, see that, I mean, yeah, that would be good, because then I would just force myself to do it, even in the real shitty games. But yeah, that's what we need to work. So you guys know anybody who have companies out there, you know, and they need they're looking to sponsor someone. Yeah, let's throw it out there, because it wouldn't even need to be much. It really wouldn't. And Caleb's trash. Yeah, he's been so trash. Sorry, I'm trying to unload Henry, my other value, to beef up gang 18. Oh, man. See, that's the tough part, man. In the 8-team league, everybody is beyond stacked. So you have to find someone who's willing to trade you like 4 players for like Derrick Henry. If you can't get it, like, you're kind of just sucked. You're kind of just stuck. Said targeting Kyren, Monra, St. Brown, any others you have in mind. You are not in a position to where you can target anybody. You're in a position on where you need to find a trade partner, like manager. Like, that's what you need to find. You need to find somebody who has good depth. Like, they it's got to be someone who's kind of at the top. And even though you're going to make them better with Henry, you have to try to take away like all of their depth. And you need to try to trade for someone who has the depth to be able to trade you 3 to four players for Derrick Henry. Okay, 3 to 4 players for Derrick Henry. Yeah, I mean, Monty and Neighbors, that's a good start. Get 2 more people in that trade, and then that's better. Neighbors has a good schedule, but he's got a garbage quarterback. But that's what you got to do. You got to find someone. Yeah, Saquon and Kamara. Well, see, the thing is, Saquon doesn't help you, okay? He doesn't. You know why? Because you can't trade Derrick Henry for Saquon and 3 other players. You need to trade Derrick Henry for like 4 players that will turn into starters for you. And it's an 8-team league, so someone should have that kind of depth. I'm not saying I want Saquon, just saying pretty much I pretty much give him the league. And no, it doesn't matter. Like, that's what you got to remember. Anything can happen along the way. Injuries could happen along the way. Anything. So unless you're giving it to him in week 17 when he's in the championship, you're not giving him anything. And you got to get 3 to 4 players from him. 3 to 4. I do not settle on 2. And if that can't happen, you know, that can't happen. Then you die with your pride. You die going down swinging. But making a bad trade, you know, like, you might as well not make a bad trade versus, you know, like, you either make a trade that super benefits you, and you could still be giving up your top player, but it has to be something that benefits you, like 3 or 4 players. If not, you know, it's, you're not going to win anyways with you making a bad trade. So I would rather not make a trade than make a bad trade. If you get 3 or 4 players for Henry, and all of those 3 to 4 players are potential starters for you or locked and loaded starters for you, like, that's a trade that will help you. Because you need to get your team better. It's not going to be one person that gets it better. Like, you're, if you're going to go 3-7, it needs to be something like you got a couple players who just, they're either super underperforming, maybe have injuries. Like, I'm just talking to you, like, you know, like, kind of in a vacuum, just based on what I am thinking about your team being a 3-7 team. And Chewy, so what do you think about Brian Robinson and Warren for Kyren? I mean, I don't know who the hell would make that trade for you, but if you could get Kyren for Brian Robinson and Warren, do that. Yes. Because I don't know how you're going to make it happen, but target the Pickens owner. Yeah, Pickens is a good pickup. It's a good trade candidate. Might try to get Debo plus Burrow, throw in Chasey. I don't think he'll do a 4-for-1. Well, you have to look and see. Maybe he's not the right trade partner for you. You have to find someone that has the depth to be able to do that. And even if you can get a 3-for-1, as long as all 3 of those guys are starters or improvements for you, you know, do it. It's going to be also kind of, I don't know what your whole team looks like, but if Derrick, I mean, I'm assuming Derrick Henry is like your best running back. Like, yeah, you got to make sure you get 1 running back, if not more. Coming back. And if you have a decent quarterback, don't even waste your time with Burrow. Try to get other players. Let's see. London Mariners, Mike Evans, the Anthony Johnson kid.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, see, I mean, it's tough, man, because your team's good. Your team's good. It's just, I mean, you know, guys like Deontay Johnson, Marvin Harrison's been underperforming. Yeah, that's kind of tough, man. Devo in the house. What up, what up? I just had news on Tyreek Hill potential in season-ending surgery. Not that I heard anything about. Let me go see real quick. No, I think it's BS. And I'm sorted. No prob, dude. And make sure when you get some time, go join the community. It's our private Patreon community at 420crew.com. You could join for free or as a paid member. I recommend joining as a paid member. But there's the link. And who's the Facebook user? What up? I don't know why Facebook's blocking everybody's names, but anything can happen. I came back this week after Chase scored 60 points against me. Yeah, see, because like Chase is one man. Just like Jonathan Moxon said, Jonathan Moxon is only one man. Everybody else has to pull their part, play their part. Jesse in the house, what up? We're about to get to some recaps right now. We're starting with the wide receivers first. Oh, man. Kind of grabs you by the boo-boo, don't it? Okay, Russell, what up? I don't know why the fuck it's blocking people's names on here. Let's see. Someone asked for the Monday night board. We're going to send that real quick. All right. Yeah, if he dies, he dies. What up, Song? CB Dizzle, we starting Downs or Myers next week. So I'm not even in starter sit mode just yet. Let's, you know, I could give you an answer right now, but it'd be with zero thought. And I'd rather just be honest and say, let's wait a couple days for that. Because neither one of those is Thursday. I want to see if we got any injury news, you know, anything like that. I don't like to be the guy who just gives a bullshit answer just to give a bullshit answer. I like to make sure that all my answers have a lot of insight attached to them. So let me know if that's a fair answer, CB Dizzle, for now, for Monday. Token leads to choking. Let's do another one. Let's do another one. And just because I just think it's so funny every time. I love this clip.
This is some good shit.
And you know what's so fucking funny? Like, the grandma's fucking hilarious. And, what's his name? What's he go by? Loke Dog? Loke Dog comes in and he's showing Trey back to his room. He's like, hey, grandma, you better stay out of my endo before I smoke your ass. She's like, shut up, motherfucker. So fucking funny. Fucking love that movie. I know there's more clips and stuff that we could get from that movie. Hey, Song, so we appreciate you, Hus. Appreciate you, Song. Appreciate all you guys, man, for real. And one day, I'm sure, you know, we'll be so big that there'll be like, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people watching and stuff. And I just really want to let you guys know, I'm not someone who forgets where I'm come from. I'm not someone who forgets, like, you know, who was supporting me when I was like, you know, still small and up and coming and all that, which I still think I'm small and an up and comer compared to like so many of these platforms like out there. So I just want to, you know, let you guys know that I do appreciate you guys. And even if I don't say that enough, just know that, yeah, I appreciate the fuck out of you guys because I'm able to do this full time. And like, there's not much, you know, there's not really much money that comes in from YouTube necessarily, you know, like for me actually doing the content, all the super chats and memberships, you know, like that's the money that comes in from like YouTube, you know, very, very little on like how much I make off like ads. And so like everybody who like plays in the leagues, appreciate the fuck out of you, man. Like, everybody who is a part of Patreon. Like, Patreon is, like, the way... I don't make the most money off of Patreon, but Patreon is, like, the most consistent money to where, like, that pays, like, half of my rent every month. And, like, do I want it to make more and pay my full rent? Like, fuck yeah. And maybe, like, over time it will, you know? But, like, literally, like, you guys being on Patreon pays, like, a huge portion of my rent. And it's fucking huge, man. You know, so I want to make sure I, like, let you guys know. I don't take you guys for granted. I don't take this shit lightly. And everybody who plays the squares, like, man, appreciate you guys. The squares are fucking, you know, it's a really good thing. That's a lot of fun. And, you know, it helps. It pays a couple bills, you know, like, for the fucking, for the month, for sure. And everybody who's on the streaming, like, man, that is, like, so huge. Like, that really, really helped the channel, like, get a lot of upgrades, get a lot of things paid for. And so, like, yeah, if you guys are doing, like, any of those, like, in addition to being here, like, watching all the time, like, man, I really, really appreciate you guys. I really do. And Frank, he said, you better not forget me. All the real ones, I don't forget, bro. And, like, you know, I definitely treat this like a business, and I don't know what it is about my brain, but I remember people's names. Like, if I say your name a handful of times, like, I remember you already. Like, your name is, like, sunken in my brain to where I could take a hiatus. I could take a 5-month hiatus. And, like, I would still remember everybody and the exact story and everybody just by seeing your name without even thinking much at all. Toyota Ones, we appreciate you and the crew, homie. Appreciate you, bro. And Chewy said, who is Khalif Raymond? The wide receiver, right? Is that who you're talking about? And CB Dizzle said, Patreon salute. Yes, sir. Just said, looks like Trey Lance era will begin from the Cowboys from yesterday's game. Psh, I doubt it. Why? Because there's nobody else there at all. Is that why? Oh, man. No way. And Skeeter said, you remember me? My cousin Skeeter? Oh, yeah. And Frank said, I've been out for a week, bro, but I bet it feels like a day to you. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's kind of crazy how during the football season, time really blends together. Like, it really, really does. Like, I still can't believe, like, we are almost done with 10 weeks of the NFL season. It literally feels like it's gone by in, like, the blink of an eye. It's fucking crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, what about him? What about Khalif? Said we need Lance to fire Dak to take the cap hit and rebuild. I mean, if you guys are, like, trying to be the worst team in the NFL and get the highest draft pick, yeah, play Lance. Andre, could this Higgins injury keep him out this week? Well, if they didn't have a Thursday game last week, like, I don't know if he would have got ruled out that quick. Who knows if he could have played on Sunday? We're going to see what happens on Wednesday, but because last week was a Thursday game, that probably made it way more unlikely that he was actually going to play. Ta, crispy. It doesn't matter what your name is.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Right, Chewy. Cooper is so much better than Lance. I don't know what you mean. Rush had a very good throw early on, but Whiteout only got 1 foot in. And just curious why he wasn't instantly picked up in the deep league when the team didn't need to. And what are you talking about? Don't know why who was instantly picked up. Lance? Skeeter, who you like better rest of season? Aaron, James Conner, Aaron Jones? James Conner. Yeah. Oh, Khalif. Yeah, it's because he's kind of whack, dude. Andre said, I'm up 158 to 123. He has A-Chain, DeMarcus Robinson left. You think I win? I don't know your scoring system, but, I mean, probably. That's a lot of points for A-Chain and DeMarcus Robinson. Mr. Ogma, would you trade Josh Jacobs and Downs for Reed and Tracy? I don't know. Doesn't wow me. I feel like Josh Jacobs is the best player in that trade. So, I don't, if I'm doing a 2-for-2 trade, I want to be on the side that gets the best player. Chewy said he wasted $5. Every pickup is $5. Oh, damn. Tori, I want to know, it's the playoffs already coming up. How crazy fast the season went, but every year it always seems to go fast. It's because we love it, man. Like, that's really what it is. Like, we spent last year, February, or let's just say March, because then it makes it even. March, April, May, June, July, August. We spent 6 months getting ready for a season that lasts September, October, November, December. The preparation. The preparation so outweighs the actual time of, like, the season. It's fun, man. It's fun. And don't forget, guys, in like 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be starting the NFL playoff leagues. So those kick off literally the day that the season ends. That Sunday, January 5th, week 18. We are going to have leagues that are going to be drafting that night, slow drafts, fast drafts, and then literally every single day, like, moving forward as well until that Saturday morning. And this is something that everyone needs to tell their friends about, like, because there's not a lot of people who even know that shit like this exists. This is going to be year 5 that I've been hosting these leagues, and they've been getting better and better every single year with what I'm doing. This year, there's going to be way more non-IDP leagues than before. There's still going to be a shitload of IDP leagues, and those are the best ones to get in. Trust me, if you get into an IDP league, you're going to have a way better chance of winning because there's just way more players to throw around and just more points to throw around. But I'm going to have the non-IDP leagues as well for those non-IDP peeps, you know. There's going to be $20 leagues, $35 leagues, and $55 leagues. If you guys already have an idea of how many leagues you might want to get into, message me now, because I can already get you set up and get you marked down. And as soon as I'm able to create the leagues, I'll be able to send you the links and all that. It's going to be super fun, man. You want the fantasy party to continue, and we keep it going for a week's worth of drafts and then 3 weeks worth of games. Oh, yeah. You'll be much more heavily invested in the playoffs. Trust me. It's 1 point PPR. Well, I mean, it makes me a little bit more nervous, but I'd say just stay positive. CB Dizzle, Tillman going to be the number 4 receiver rest of the season, mark my words. I mean, he could be, but he has a horrible schedule. Every player per trade is $5 too. Dang. And so what is that? Does that $5 go towards, like, the pot at the end? How's it work? Elias, I'm glad the season's flying by. Put me out of my misery being a Cowboys fan. Shout out to Elias. Tried one of the best ball drafts, lasted longer than the season. Seems like it did, because we started in April. So even that, and next year, starting in March, right when free agency kicks off, is when we're going to start drafting. And next year, we're going to have 2 tournaments. There's going to be an IDP, the tournament like this year, and then there's going to be a non-IDP tournament as well. It's going to be so fun, man. Theo, what up? More Cowboys fans in here than any other teams. There's a reason. Yeah, we're America's team. Yeah, I would say there's definitely more Cowboy fans that are in this chat / community than any other team, hands down. I don't even know who would be the second most teams. And Toyota 1 said the best ball drafts are really fun. Yeah, yeah. And now just imagine there'd be like 2 drafts like every day. 2 drafts every day. It was fun for sure. Yeah, there might even be days that we do more than 2 every day. But that's what we're going to be doing. And I'm going to need some people to help. Like with this as well. I know that it will be some kind of paid gig. I don't know exactly how much like it would be, but a lot of it is going to be just like, you know, telling people about the leagues, recruiting in leagues that you're in, sharing the links in leagues that you're in. Yeah. And pretty much being just kind of like you know, not even an assistant, like co-commission necessarily, but just, yeah, someone who's helping with everything. You would be, I think that the exact title would be assistant to the assistant manager. Anybody know where that quote is from? And Theo said, Viking, yeah, right. Toyota one. Some days you did like three to five drafts in a day. Yeah. I mean, remember the day that the season was starting, we did four drafts in that one day. That was just the day that the season started. So yeah, it's going to get bigger and bigger, and like pretty much everything that I'm doing, I know I'm not in a position of like DraftKings or, you know, just any of those guys, the underdogs of the world, but that's what I'm trying to build here. And so like anyone who gets involved early, when this blows up to where there are full-time jobs, like it's going to be those type of people who like get the opportunity at the full-time jobs first, you know, like it's always been a passion of mine to help people like make money outside of the norm. And like, we're getting closer and closer. I mean, shit, next year there will be people who are getting paid, you know, 420 crew members who are making money, you know, probably not employees, but contractors, you know, whatever, however the hell we would, whatever the hell we would call it. But it's already been suggested to me that I should make some type of contract, you know, just so all the expectations are like met. But it's going to be very easy, and it's going to be people making money in the fantasy football world. Like, that's going to be the coolest thing about all of this. That's for sure. Yeah, Ghost Monkey, call me Dwight Strudel. Theo said, I just got a new job, more money for fantasy, so looking to join leagues and help out this year. Nice, nice. So the next leagues that I'm starting, I don't know how early you jumped in, are the leagues that are going to be kicking off for the NFL playoffs. So that's going to be the very first week of January. So like two and a half, or a month and a half, no, month and 3 weeks, give or take, just a little less than 2 months, a little less than 2 months. Crispy said, my best ball job is already full time. Yeah, Crispy, don't worry. We're going to, we got a lot of work for you to do next year, Crispy. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, it is, it's getting fun, man. It is getting fun. And, I can't believe just how crazy, there's a lot of crazy teams in there. And like, you know, what's nuts is like all these injuries and shit, like Dak and then like CD now, new quarterbacks and shit. It's like, man, how is this going to change? Cause you know that some of the top teams had Dak, had CD. I mean, it's almost impossible that out of all these, you know, out of all the top teams in the league, that like CD or Dak wouldn't be on any of the top teams. So I'm really curious how a lot of these injuries and shit are going to shape out over the next couple weeks. Hell yeah, Toyota One said, season doesn't end. Playoff fantasy, here we come. Let's fucking go. And it's fun. And Toyota One, were you here already? Did you play in the fantasy playoffs last year? I can't remember when. I can't remember when you found the channel. And just said, I'm up 3 points. I have no players left. My opponent is as A-Chan. You think I'm going to win? Oh, man. Dang it. Damn it, Jesse. That sucks. That sucks. It's the worst position to like be in, because it's almost better if you already lost, because then mentally you could just watch the game knowing that you don't care. Okay, cool. Yes, joined last October, I believe. Awesome, awesome. I couldn't remember if it was during the season or if it was after the season, but hell yeah, dude. Playoff leagues are like, those are almost the most fun, because nobody does them besides me, you know? Like, I mean, there's no other like fantasy community or whatever that's like doing these, like maybe a couple random people here and there, but like the plan for me this year is 20 to 40 play leagues. And I think we could do it, especially if there's going to be some people who, so my goal is like for you guys who play in a shitload of leagues. I know that there's guys out there playing a shitload of leagues besides the ones that I'm in. I want you to message me, because if you're able to recruit a handful of people, I'll make sure to give you a couple free entries for recruiting people. So anyone who's in a shitload of leagues out there, you want to get some free entries, I will put up the money for you by you finding some extra people to get in. And Johnny said the other fantasy communities don't offer leagues the way you do. Yeah, and even like, even if we compared it to like a fantasy footballers, for example, they have their whole Foot Clan, you know, crew and Discord, but it's all, it's not them that's doing it. It's just they put a bunch of people in the same place together and all those people are creating leagues. And they call it Foot Clan Leagues because it's a Foot Clan member who's like in it, like telling people about it, but it's not the actual Foot Clan. The only league that I got into of theirs was the Megalo Bowl, and that shit was so whack. The scoring was super horrible. People started quitting. Nobody trades. Just super, super whack. And so I'm still a member of theirs because I always thought, like, you know, taking my money out of there would be like bad karma. I don't know. Just always kind of felt that. So I just kept it going because like $4.20 a month or whatever. But yeah, it's it's interesting. It's interesting. Definitely down for playoff fantasy. You will love it, Theo. It's so awesome. And this year I'm going to offer $20 leagues as well. $20, $35, and $55 leagues. The last couple years, it was only the $35 ones and the $55 ones. This year, I'm going to add a cheaper option as well. And we're going to be mixing in non-IDP leagues as well. I mean, last year, there was like maybe like two or three like non-IDP leagues. But this year, I want to go way more hard. And I want to offer a shitload of non-IDP leagues as well. And like try to like more than double the amount of leagues that we've had. Last year, we had 16, I think. So that's why I really want to try to get over 30, like somewhere. I said 20 to 40. That's me just being modest. I really want to try to go for 30 to 50 somewhere. Because I know with as many people as we got in all the leagues that I started this year, it's just going to be a huge crop of players that I know we'll have access to. And Terry, when I started in the playoff leagues, there we go. It was my first year doing the best ball in regular season in play. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Awesome. Johnny said the playoff league recruitment started as soon as people started getting them devastating injuries. Hell yeah, dude. And I'll get you the bylaws. I'm just going to go through there and make sure that I've added all the payouts and everything's in there. And anyone who's interested in doing some recruiting, let me know. Send me a message. I'll send you the bylaws. There's a shitload of slow drafts. So like those are the slow drafts are the easiest ones to fill because, you know, they're all going to start either that Sunday or that Monday. No in between. Like, that's it for the slow drafts. And that's really, if everyone's down to start on Sunday, it would just be better. Gets us a couple extra picks before Monday kicks in. It would still pause at night and everything. And then the fast drafts, I'm already putting times and everything down. I'm working on creating all the league safe links, like, right now. So a lot of work going down. Behind the scenes, getting us ready for this. It's going to be super fun. It's going to be the biggest year ever for the playoff leagues. And the payouts are going to be higher. I'm not doing rings this year. We're just going to get the payouts higher. Crispy said, I don't even go through the best ball leagues until Tuesday afternoon, allow for stat corrections. Yeah. Yeah, there's no point because anybody who plays on Monday, everything's going to change. Yeah, so there's really no point. Call it the Redemption Playoff Leagues. Let's fucking go. There we go. I like it. I like it because for those who didn't win in the regular season, it's time to get your redemption, baby. I am your... What up, bro? We're talking about the playoff leagues that are going to be starting soon here. Not soon, but... In like a little bit less than 2 months, when in between week 18 and the NFL wild card, that's when we are drafting. It's gonna be awesome. What up, Oscar? Said offered me CMC and Jamar Chase. Chase still has the bye week, three hard matches with both the Ravens. Points is average around 13 points. Superflex 4-5. Da, da, da. It's tough, man. Like, I know this is easier said than done, and I say it a lot. I don't want to trade Jamar Chase for CMC. I want to figure out how to get them both on the same team. If that's not possible, that just might not be the trade partner for you. Like, if you are, I mean, you're 5-4 right now. What do you think? How's your matchup looking this week? Like, you think you're going to win? You think you're going to lose? Like, I don't know what your matchup is, and I don't know nobody else except for Ja'Marr Chase. I'm assuming you're going to win because you got Ja'Marr Chase. But you should be looking for someone who wants to trade, like, someone who they need depth, and you have depth that you could help them out with, but you want to get, like, one of their best players or their best two players, whatever that is. So that might not be CMC. But that's really the type of trade that I'd be making if I was in your position. I don't want to trade a top player for a top player. Like, it helps you mentally. It doesn't really help your team, because Ja'Marr Chase and CMC, for all we know, they might only score 5 or 10 point difference, you know, over the course of the season. You know, actually, CMC is probably going to score more because of the bye. So either way. But yeah, I don't want to do that, though. I really don't. I know Ja'Marr Chase has a tough schedule and has the bye week, but God damn it. Look at that game that he just had. And hey, what up, Zeb? And see, I know it's Zeb because he always throws the tree in there. I don't know why it's blocking everybody's names. He said, what up, bro? Going to the Rams Dolphins game tonight. Nice. My buddy has season tickets to the Rams. Sweet. Cool, dude. Dude, you're always at the fucking games, man. Has there been, how many weeks have you gone to a game, Zeb? Like, not how many games, but just how many weeks? Because I know there may have even been weeks where you've gone to two games in the same week, huh? Yeah, Rams Dolphins. Let's go. All right, and I'm going to finish this bowl, and then we're going to get into the recap and wide receivers, and we'll just go through the recap pretty quick of everybody. All right. All right, let's start off with this recap, hitting the wide receivers here. And, dude, I mean, there's one wide receiver that we got to talk about over everybody. Ja'Marr Chase, man, he killed it. 17 targets, 11 receptions, 264 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Man.
And you can't teach that.
Just remember, go big or go home.
You can do it.
Let's hope that he can keep this up. MBS out of nowhere, like an RKO, 26 points. Ridley, 25 points. He's on the up and up, telling you. Pickens, 23. Oh, man. Tylan Marcellus Wallace, 21 points. Man. Alec Pierce, 20 points. Monra, 20. Drake London, 20. Very, very nice. Who are some guys that kind of fluked us? Let's see here. Deontay Johnson, he's still fluking you guys. 2 points. Xavier Worthy, 2 points. I don't know if he's fluking you guys. I hope nobody's starting him out there out of our crew. Brian Thomas, 3 points. I told you guys, tough matchup for him. Devonta Smith, 3 points. How does Dodson get more points than you?
Well, obviously.
Come on, man. Let's see. DJ, I do not want to score more. 6 points. Man, Leggett. Come on, dude. We need more than 7 out of you. Lad, 7. Flowers, 7. CD, 8. Devontae Adams only got 9. Garrett Wilson only got 9. trash, man. Theo said, I'm working construction. I thought someone was backing up. We're just backing up the truck on all these bums out here. And let's see. Honorable mention, shout out. Mechie, 18 points. Ricky Pearsall, 17 points. Jennings, 16 points. Mooney, 15 points. Mac Hollins, 15 points. Let's go. Dude, Kirk sucked, man. Kirk freaking sucked. All right. We're going to go the tight ends next. Let's tie up all the loose ends with the tight ends week 10 recap. And hey, hey, surprise, surprise. Kelsey, number one, 20 points. Laporta, woo, finally, 20 points. Mark Andrews, 19 points. Dude, Hudson, 16 points for the freaking Bengals. What? Yeah, we're so pissed, man. Everybody else besides Gesicki got love for their tight ends. Hockenson, 15. Kittle, 15. Killing it. Let's see. Who fluked us? Who fluked us out of these damn tight ends? Let's see. Hunter Henry with his 2 points. Cole Kmet with his 3. Jake Ferguson with his 3. Kincaid only got 4 points. Taysom Hill only got 7. Gesicki, 7. Ertz, 7. I think Cade Otton getting 9. I feel like that's a disappointment. For him, how close did he get to 10? Oh, shit. He didn't even get 9. He had 8.5. Yeah, I feel like that's a dump backup. And Theo said Kincaid left with a knee injury, though. No. Well, he did. You know, doesn't mean he doesn't get the dump truck backed up on him. Giants said Chase has 21 catches, 450 versus the Ravens. He has 524 yards versus everybody else. I mean, it's insane, dude. All right, let's go running backs next. And KJ down 14, got Cup and Jason Sanders. Do I get the points I need for the dub? I like your chances, that's for sure. Definitely like your chances. Right, Theo, no mercy. No, no mercy, man. All right, running backs. Hey, Bijan, we love it. We love it. 29 points, 2 touchdowns. Hubbard, 24 points. Connor, 22 points, even in a bad matchup, still holding it down. Chase Brown, speaking of holding it down, 21 points. Those are the only guys. There was only 4 over 20 points this week. Crazy. Honorable mentions, Rashad White, Eckler, Irving, Rashad White, and Bucky being relevant. Joe Mixon, 17, Hunt, 17, CMC, 17, JT, 16, Kamara, 16, Cook, 16, Tracy, 15. Let's see who fluked us. Bigsby, 0 points. I don't care if he left hurt. Anybody's banking on Jordan Mason, 1 point. Might have even been less than that. Roshan, 1 point. Yuck. Justice Hill, 2 points. Javonte Williams, 3 points. Hope you guys didn't play him. ETN, 5 points. Swift, 8 points, especially in a good matchup. Dobbins at 9 points. Rico, 9 points. Stevenson, 9 points. All trash. All trash. Luis, what up? Say, what's up, brother? My 3-6 team underperformed. So bad. Projected 118. Only hit 94. Damn it. My opponent did 85 with the Miami D left to play. Literally not, need Miami to get 4 points or less. I think I got it. So Yeah, so you're winning, right? Like, they got Miami. You need Miami to get under whatever. 4 points or less. Yeah, I think you got it. Sharon said Chase has more yards versus the Ratbirds that a bunch of wide receivers have all year. For sure. For sure. You're in the threads. People were talking about timeshare between CMC and Mason. One carry for Mason. Yep. Yep. I mean, we assumed that it was going to be some type of a timeshare, you know, but it's still CMC. Like, at the end of the day, it's just all about game flow. That's really what it is. That was what it's all about. It's all about the game flow. All right. Let's see. Quarterbacks. Okay. Now, Burrow killed it. He got 40 points, but Lamar Jackson just killed it a little bit more. 40.9. Yeah, Lamar, number one quarterback on the week. Burrow, number two with 40 points at 39.72. I guess they're rounding it up here. Hurts, 34. Murray, 30. Purdy, 27. Russ, 25. Carr, 23. Levi's, 22. Herbert, 22. Josh Allen, 20. And let's see, are they rounding it up? Let me see. 20.2. Bo Nix and Mahomes, all right. Goff, damn, Goff still finished with 17 points, huh? Even with all those INTs. Let's see who fluked us. Aaron Rodgers, 3 points. How you going to let Trey Lance score more than you, bro? How you going to let Mac Jones score more than you, bro? Caleb, 6 points. How you going to let Taysom Hill score more than you, bro? He's not even a quarterback. Baker Mayfield, 8 points, trash. Daniels, Cousins, Darnold, all 9 points, trash. You single-digit bums.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
Because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum.
Let's see. Let's check the team defense. Let me go see. Let me pull up who I had. All right. So, oh, wait, hold on. Let me timestamp this real quick. All right. Here's the week 10 recap for the team defenses. Philly, 23 points. The Bills, they were up next, 21 points. New England, what? Third, the Vikings, they were on there as well, 13 points. Cardinals, they were on there. Panthers, 11. Jacksonville, 11. Texans, 11. So I had Jacksonville and the Texans on there. They both hit double-digit points. There you go. Let's see. Who are some defenses that fluked? I mean, the Jets getting one, the Falcons getting one, San Fran 3, Pittsburgh 4, Chicago 4. All bums. Johnny, when I turned off the game last night to get high with the pretty girl, Goff had minus 5.17 points. Yeah, the Vikings were solid. Yeah, man, what the hell was going on? I really don't know. It was trash. It really was. It really was. That's why I didn't want to do the game last night. Like, it ends up being good, like, after the fact, but Yeah, that was a really bad game. All right, let me mark down. Just got someone sending some squares in here. All right. Whew. All right. I need to go check what Noble's team did. Let's see. Yeah, Noble's got Bijan Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Travis Kelce, Jared Goff. He also has Laporta, but has him on the bench. Kareem Hunt on the bench. Kareem Hunt. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers sucked, man. Murray on the bench. Advised him wrong there. But his opponent also. Oh, they just didn't set their lineup. That's what it is. Well, Noble got lucky this week. It happens. Put up a good score, though. Yeah, let's see. Man, yeah, it's an 8-team league, and he's played some stiff competition. Yeah, he's literally in last place, man. He's played stiff competition. He has the second highest points against. And the two people with the... The two people that have the highest points against, they're both 3-6. And both have some of the higher points in the league. It's crazy. Always works that way. Noble's got to learn that quick. Tell them to trade Kelce or Laporta now. Their value's back. Yeah, I know. I mean, no one's really trading in this. It's a kids league. Like, there's a lot of kids who aren't even paying attention. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it could be a good time to sell Laporta, right? He has a good team. It's just it's an 8-man league, so everybody has good teams. Because, yeah, who's on his team? He's got Goff, Rodgers, Stafford, Murray. It's a super flex league. We're teaching these kids right. Bijan, Derrick Henry, Terry McLaurin. Westbrook, Ekine, and Aaron Jones are starters, but he also has Laporta, Kareem Hunt, has Tillman on bye, and Quentin Johnston. Strange said it feels like the NFL spent more on paying the refs than they did the script writers, right? Edgelo, what up? Said, would you buy Jamar right now? I mean, the easy answer is yeah. Like, I'd want to buy Jamar, but like, price is going to be like very, very up there. Let's see. Someone just asked when the trade deadline is. When did I have it set? Where the hell? Oh, trade deadline, week 12. All right. Whew. What do you guys think? A bowl or a dab? What should I do here? Bowl or a dab? Or maybe both. Who's going to help me out with the super chat so I can pack this shit up real, real fat for the dab? I got some drip dabs and I got some wafers diamonds. We will mix and match and make the powers combine. Let's see. Who's going to help me out with that? Throw a super chat in there. We'll do this bowl while we wait for the peeps. Look at this. Did I show you guys this? Look at Bic getting all super cool now. This is straight from Bic. They're actually doing cannabis lighters. They hadn't for the longest time, even though they know that the biggest community that uses their lighters. But yeah, I don't know why they didn't do it for the longest time, but they're finally coming around, doing a lot more collabs with weed people. lot more collabs with weed people. I know they're doing a collab with Burner. They're doing a collab with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. So yeah, Bic's getting crazy. Wonder Twin powers activate. And Will said Mo Rig or McGloth rest of season. Mo Rig, bro, said both finished their bye weeks after this week. Think okay. And see, and which fuck, man, who are you talking? Are you spelling the name wrong, or am I just spacing on who that is? I'm gonna say no. I know who you're talking about now, and I don't even know how to say his last name, but the Rook, Jalen. I'm not buying in with him. I mean, he just doesn't play a lot of snaps. Like, that's the thing. Like, Mo Rig, 100% of snaps. Teams are throwing it on the Raiders like crazy, so he's getting an insane amount of tackles. Yeah, I'm still leaning Mo Rig, man. A couple of my sons probably can play in the leagues next year. My oldest in first place in my family home leagues is kicking ass. Nice, nice. And Theo says, go big, keeping up with the times. Collab with Snoop was big. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. I know I have a Snoop Dogg lighter in here. Here's, they just have a shitload of Snoop Dogg designs now. But yeah, that was big time, man. What would you do with CD right now? Seems like that offense is doomed. I mean, they played against one of the toughest defenses in the league. That's the tough thing about it. So there's kind of really nothing you can do with CD, though. Like, you either play him or you bench him, you know? And I feel like I don't think it's going to be Lance. If it's Lance, I'm definitely just going to bench him, you know, outright. And, like, because who's going to want to trade for him and give you anything? Like, the only way you trade for him is if you're going to be getting, like, pennies on the dollar, you know? Meaning you're not going to get what you want more than likely from him. So, kind of sucks, dude. Kind of sucks because I know I got CD on a handful of teams right now that are competing. So it yeah, it's tough, dude. It really is. Okay. Who's ready? Who's ready? Who's coming with me, man? All right, man, I'm really excited about these playoff leagues. Because the playoff leagues almost feel like my babies, you know? Like, I started those the year after COVID. Nobody, like, does this. And so, like, it's just like there's people who they haven't played in any other leagues with me, but they played in the playoff league since 2021. You know, and that's what's kind of cool about it, because it's like it's almost a community within itself. And, you know, that community is only around for 1 month out of the year, but it's a month out of the year when fantasy doesn't exist for most people. Not at all, right? Like, January, fantasy football doesn't exist for most people in January. And even if it does, it's not like this. Like, I know, like, ESPN or whoever, the NFL, not ESPN, but the NFL, they'll do their, like, I don't even know. It's like, I don't even know what it is. I mean, they call it fantasy, but it's definitely not, because it's like everyone can pick the same players. And it's like, you know, you pick who's going to be like your superstar, who's going to get like double the points or like some shit. Like, I don't even know how they do it. It's all goofy as hell. Hey, Toker1J, what up, homie? Shout out to the Houdat Nation. And Chewy said Joe Flacco starting versus the Jets. Yeah, they came out and said that he's starting until further notice. Oh. Tell me that wasn't worth a super chat. Throw it in there. Chewy said, so Downs or Pittman rest of the season? I mean, Pittman got hurt. Like, I don't, like, we got to hear more about that before I can even answer that question, because I feel like I'm leaning Downs right now. But I don't know how serious the Pittman injury is either. So I'm just, like, saying Downs because we know Pittman's hurt and Downs isn't. Hell yeah, that was a choker. Woo! Mobin rolled the dice, kept Tyreek in the lineup with the Robinson pivot. Need 18 combined with Kyren for him to week. Nice. And who did you who was the other option that you had? Because like I know there's a few people who kind of asked a question like this. Yeah, who was the other one that you had, or who were the other options? Frank said, I got Jamar, CMC, Hill in one league. Nice. Chewy said, feeling like Snoop Dogg. Hell yeah. Tucker 1J said, I'm late. I've been in the Hoodat Lounge. Oh, man, on my deck smoking and drinking Long Island iced tea. Man, Jay knows how to party. Fuck yeah. And happy Veterans Day to anybody else out there who's a veteran who didn't hear all the salutes earlier. And Mobin, DJ Moore, J-Mo. Yeah, man. Hey, so let's see. I don't even know what J-Mo got. What did he get? Ten. Yeah. See? Loving your chances. Because DJ Moore, what did I say that he got? Whatever he got, we backed the truck up on his ass. Sucked. So, yeah. Good shit, man. Good dice roll. And Chewy, should I try to trade Downs high before the trade deadline? Probably. I mean, it depends on who you have, you know, like how valuable is Downs to you, because I'm sure he'll be valuable to another team out there too, where they'd be willing to pay for it. So yeah, I mean, I probably would try to move him. And Ed said, I need a DK Metcalf back. Yeah, and started Waddle or Wandale, a sketch. Probably Wandale. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, DK, come back. Get back to us in week 11, bro. I hope he does. Okay, retired vet here, and thank you. Okay, I was just taking a shot in the dark, but I'm glad. So extra salute to our man Toker 1J. Yeah, salute to all the veterans out there. I said that so my dad and my grandpa, they were and not my dad's dad. It's crazy. It's my mom's dad. And then my uncle was in the service as well. It's crazy because like my uncle knew my grandpa, but my grandpa didn't know my dad. Crazy. Whew, all right. Man, that one got me. That was a good one. All right. A lot of good things going, guys. Reminder about the raffle. We got the Sir Joe Mix-a-Lot signed jersey. It's the orange Bengals colorway. We got the signed Ricky Williams College edition. All right. It's got all of his stats and everything kind of written on the back here. And it's signed by Ricky, and it's got the HT 98 on there as well. And then we got our Dr. Dabber here. $200 value right here, at least when it's not on sale. I know randomly it'll be on sale. But, yeah, this is the Dr. Dabber XS. And, oh, yeah, I mean, it has everything that you need. You might have to charge it, like, the first time. But outside of that, it's literally just plug and play. You keep it charged, and all you do, you put in the dab, and you're literally just tapping buttons, and then it heats up. It's such an awesome invention. And yeah, so those are going to be the three big prizes for the raffle. And I think it's going to be December 1st. I'm working on getting people to send me stuff. Heisman, I'm working on getting them to send some stuff as well. So the longer it's getting pushed out, just the more and more things that are going to be included in there. And I felt like in between Thanksgiving and Christmas would be a good time. So it won't be the end of the season. It'll be a pre-Christmas, you know, thing. And not close to Christmas, like beginning of December, more than likely. And so then we don't get stuck with, you know, bad, like bullshit post office shit. Chewy said, I'm liking Noah Brown's matchup versus my secondary. Yeah, I believe it, bro. I believe it. All right. Whew. All right. I think it's time to get up out of here. So just remember 420 crew. .com. Go sign up. Go join the crew. You could join for free. I recommend joining as a paid member, though. And then fantasyfootballhustler.com. Go follow me everywhere. When you go to that link, it'll get you to just everywhere that I am on the internet. All the different sponsors of the show and getting discounts on stuff and all types of cool stuff. So just make sure you go there, fantasyfootballhustler.com. And then go grab some merch at 420crewmerch.com. And let me see. Monday night football. I should be here, even though it's not that good of a game. I should be here for Monday night football. We'll see about getting some Monday night miracles together. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Peace out. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Joe Flacco will start versus the Jets. That was just what popped up. All right. See you guys later. Peace.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the y'all don't really want it now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.